Good morning and welcome in the name of Christ. We are so very glad to have you joining us for this morning's message. Today's text is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. New York City is often thought of as a sophisticated city of skyscrapers and constant activity. It has been dubbed the city that never sleeps. It is known for its museums, its Broadway shows, and its nightlife. It is also known for hot dogs, pizza, pretzels, and pastrami. Its people have a reputation for talking fast and being, well, a bit rude at times. But one of the things that is not widely known about it is that one of its most beautiful cathedrals has remained unfinished for over 126 years. The Cathedral of St. John the Divine is sometimes referred to as St. John the Unfinished. St. John is an Episcopal cathedral, and it is an impressive landmark, even by New York City standards. Its nave, which is the part of the sanctuary where the pews are, is 230 feet long, which makes it one of the longest Gothic naves in the United States. It also has the largest rose window in the country, which is made up of more than 10,000 pieces of leaded glass. St. John's is a huge building, which is made up of 7 chapels as well as the main sanctuary. The main sanctuary is 601 feet long and 124 feet high. With many artistic elements that adorn it from ceiling to floor. Construction of the cathedral began way back in 1892. It was first used for worship in 1899. The rest of the church did not open for use until 1941. However, there was still work that was yet to be completed. Since then, the church has been faced with many problems. Work stopped several times because of war, changes in architectural plans, and shortfalls in finances also caused delays. In 2001, a fire caused significant damage to the inside of the sanctuary and the massive Skinner pipe organ, which is valued at over $8 million. And to this day, 126 years after the cornerstone was set into place, construction is still ongoing. Hence the reason why some have named it St. John the Unfinished. Unfinished. That word carries with it a lot of negative connotations. A few years after I was married, we bought our first home. As many first houses are, it fell squarely into the category of a fixer-upper. It needed a lot of work. And because we were young and starting out in life, we had to live in it while we worked on it. Since we both had full-time jobs, we did the work in our spare time. It was an old house with plaster walls and a foundation that had settled. We did it one room at a time, and it seemed like whenever we got one project done, two more needed our attention. We never did get to the point where we could stand back and say, "It's finished." When someone asked how the renovation was going, I would say, "Well, okay, I guess. It's a work in progress." A work in progress. Isn't that how most of us would describe ourselves as well? Don't we all fall short of being the kind of person we should be as a Christian and as a disciple of Jesus Christ? And since Paul often referred to followers of Jesus Christ as saints, we might think of ourselves the same way that many have referred to that old cathedral. We are unfinished. A work in progress. We are Christians under construction. Now, we should all know who John Wesley was. He was the founder of the Methodist movement. When Wesley was commissioning preachers for the work of the parish, one of the questions that was asked of each one was, "Are you going on to perfection?" Of course, the response that was expected was, "I am by the grace of God." The next question that was asked of candidates was, "Do you expect to be made perfect in love in this life?" And the response that was expected is, "God willing, I do." If you have ever attended a Methodist ordination service, then you have heard these same questions being asked of candidates still today. But don't take this the wrong way. What Wesley was referring to by perfection is not the same understanding that most of us have today. The question Wesley asks actually comes right out of Scripture. We read in Hebrews, "Therefore, let us go on toward perfection, leaving behind the basic teaching about Christ and not laying again the foundation, repentance from dead works and faith toward God." Chapter 6, verse 1. Now, the writer of Hebrews wasn't suggesting that we abandon the basic teachings of the Christian faith or rejecting them for something different. Rather, he was saying that if we are spending all of our time talking about the fundamentals of the faith, repentance and faith toward God, then we are stuck in one place. We are not growing in our faith and understanding, and we are not moving on toward perfection. And this also falls in line with Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount. After he issues the command to his followers that they are to love their enemies, he adds, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Matthew 5:48. Again, when Wesley talked about perfection, he did not mean complete perfection in our conduct, rather perfection in our motivation. He believed that someone could reach the point of not sinning intentionally. Sins of ignorance or omission will always happen because none of us have perfect knowledge. But Wesley believed that by the grace of God, one could mature in their discipleship to the point of not sinning on purpose. By the same respect, Wesley was always suspicious of anyone who claimed that they had reached the point of perfection. He himself never claimed to have done so, but he did believe he was making progress toward it. This is the reason we attend church, a Sunday school class, or a Bible study. It is the reason we participate in mission work and give of our time and money to the church. All of these things work to help us grow in our faith and understanding as a Christian. They help us mature in our faith. Making sure that we are moving on to perfection or growing in our faith and learning new things is not easy. It takes focus. It takes work. And that is why it is almost impossible to do it on your own. To be successful, you need the encouragement and support that comes from being an active member of a church. As you think about your own discipleship, are you doing the things that will help you grow and mature in your faith and understanding? I have heard it said that when it comes to your faith as a Christian, it's not so important where you stand as in what direction you are moving. Picture yourself standing on a road. This is your path, your Christian walk. You should be able to see that you are making progress and moving farther down the road. You should be able to look back and see how much progress you have made and how far you have come from the place where you started. You should also be looking ahead towards your destination and see that you are drawing closer to it as you continue to mature in your faith journey. Again, we are all a work in progress. Unfortunately, some people who have started on that journey have reached a point on the road where they just stop. One person commented that it's like a rest area on the interstate. They stopped at the rest area and they have never left. These folks are what Paul referred to as baby Christians. They stopped going to church or doing much of anything that will help them to grow spiritually. I am reminded of what Paul said in today's lesson. "I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ." Verse 6. The day of Jesus Christ. That is, of course, a reference to Jesus' second coming. I think it's very appropriate that as we prepare to celebrate the incarnation, we are also reminded that Jesus will one day return at the end of the age. I think Paul's point is clear. One's spiritual life is not complete until the very end, and then only with God's help. So, in the meantime, we are to focus on moving forward and not allow ourselves to be bothered by our past failures. Paul goes on to say that his prayer for his congregation in Philippi is that their love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help them to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ they may be pure and blameless, having produced a harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Verses 9 and 10. Or in other words, by the end of our journey, and with God's help, we will have become a completed work. But as we can all attest to, we have not quite reached perfection yet. However, we should be able to see that we are making progress. Acknowledging that we are still a work in progress should help us to live humbly and recognize that God is not done with us yet. This should also help us to be forgiving and understanding of other people's shortcomings and faults, because they too are still a work in progress. It should help us to examine our own motivation. If we are being made perfect in love, it means that we are doing our very best to be Christ-like, and that we are acting in love. Love means we are placing someone else's needs ahead of our own. It should help us to act now and not put off doing the things that will help us to mature spiritually. Even though the Cathedral of St. John the Divine is still not finished, ministry has been taking place there since it was first opened back in 1899. We can be faithful in our discipleship, even though we are still growing and learning. It should help us to be sure we are doing the things that will help us to mature spiritually. We must not neglect our church attendance and our fellowship with other believers so that we can continue to mature in our faith. And most of all, we should look to the future with anticipation of the good work that God continues to do in us. Remember that as each of us remains a faithful disciple that is committed to follow Christ, the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. I can tell you today that I am a Christian that is still under construction. And I can also state with complete confidence that God still has some work to do with you as well. And even though you may be moving on to perfection, you probably have not quite reached it yet. And if you're not sure if you've reached perfection yet and need a second opinion, just go ask your spouse or someone else close to you. So whether you are St. Richard the Unfinished or St. Betty the Unfinished, just remember that God is not done with you yet. And never forget that when it comes to your faith, it's not nearly as important where you stand as in what direction you are moving. So as we move ever closer to the Christmas season, let's keep our focus on learning more about our faith and about getting better at living it out in our everyday lives. Let's be sure we keep moving on to perfection so that we may be salt and light. Amen.